protection. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The youngest Americans will be able to get vaccinated this week.
About 18 million more young children will be eligible to get a COVID-19 shot soon, following an emergency use authorization from the FDA and the CDC for Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The CDC's advisory panel okayed them over the weekend, saying that the shots offer young kids protection from hospitalizations, death, and possible long-term COVID complications. Pfizer's three-shot vaccine is for kids 6 months to 4 years old and takes about 3 months to complete the series, while Moderna's is for kids 6 months to 5 years old and has two shots given 4 weeks apart. The FDA okayed a third Moderna dose for kids with immune conditions that make them more vulnerable to serious illness. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
As gas prices hover around $5 a gallon, President Biden says he's considering a holiday of the federal gas tax.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
The pause on the gas tax could save drivers as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. A weekend of flight cancellations and delays has spilled over into today, with FlightAware reporting thousands of flights canceled as we head into summer travel season.
The government says it needs to have the airlines do better. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, says he wants the airlines to stress test their summer schedules to make sure they can meet demand, to hire more customer service representatives. So if you get stranded, you can get somebody on the phone. They are threatening fines or enforcement if they don't do that. And they'll wait till July 4th just to see how things go before they do impose any new regulations or fines.
Jeff Flox with Fox Business at Philadelphia International Airport. Two Orange County, Florida deputies suspended for leaking news about Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Seattle residents are blaming rising crime on city lawmakers and judges' policies.
Two teenagers charged with a string of takeover armed robberies, one in which a store owner was pistol whipped, to home detention. Prosecutors say they immediately cut off their ankle monitors, robbed a pot shop, and then shot and killed an employee. It all happened as violent crime is up 20% here in Seattle. Also in Seattle, a homeless man accused of breaking into a house and trying to fight his way through the homeowner to his wife and son upstairs was not even required to post bail. Thankfully, a neighbor helped subdue the suspect. The perpetrator was released on his own recognizance.
Fox's Dan Springer. Summer starts tomorrow, and if you're planning a cookout this summer, you'll pay a lot more.
A cookout with burgers, hot dogs, chicken, and all the fixings will cost you 17% more than a year ago. The New York Post compiled the list and, based on increases in the Consumer Price Index, estimates you'll pay $76.94 for the average cookout. The same package of hot dogs that cost $3.82 a year ago are now averaging $5.22. Phil Lempert, editor of trade publication SupermarketGuru.com, says the biggest price increases he's seeing are for beef, pork, chicken, eggs, and milk. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Clela Rorex, a former Colorado County clerk, considered a pioneer in the gay rights movement for being the first public official to issue a same-sex marriage license in 1975, has died. She was 78. Local reports say Rorex died yesterday of complications from recent surgery at a hospice care facility. Rorex was a newly elected Boulder County clerk when a gay couple who were denied a marriage license elsewhere sought her help. In March 1975, the then 31-year-old agreed agreed and went on to issue 6 licenses to gay couples before Colorado's attorney general ordered her to stop. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.